Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the city of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the front, but they have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
Brent Allen and myself, Michael J. Govier, live on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, maybe somewhere else. And it's time to talk fantasy baseball on a Friday night. Rick's all alone. He's got his Home Alone face on. Oh!
My family disappeared.
Whoa! Well, you, Mike, you home alone?
No, I wish. Hope I didn't say that too late. No, I'm not home alone.
Hey, Kevin learned that lesson the hard way. As annoying as your family can be, you love them, and if they leave you, all you got is that really, really strange black and white movie,
or that creepy old dude next door.
Hey, I'm going to count the 10 snakes. 1, 2.
Oh, I'm excited to be here, boys. It's great to be aboard with you on a Friday night. We're going to talk about trade, drop. We're going to talk players, you know. It's May 9th, 2025. This is a great time to make moves, to make choices, to get in, to get out, to move from a player, sell high, sell low. We got a lot to cover. We got a ton in the document tonight. And Hodel's here, Jack Leiter. That's it, just Jack Leiter, Mike, nothing else. Does that mean anything to you?
I think he's going off of our too soon ad, trade, or drop. I think he wants us to talk about Jack Leiter.
Okay, I love it. Eddie's here, buzz in the house, ready to go. I give you two, Eddie. Always do.
Give me two.
Actually, I stole this shirt from Frank.
And there's Frank right there. There's already a buzz about this show. Zing. All right, I love it. We're locked in. We're ready to rock. Opening thoughts, Britton, you're home alone, but what about baseball?
Rafael Devers tells the Boston Red Sox owners, F you, and not just him, through a translator. So essentially, you got two F yous coming at you all at once. I love the drama. This isn't the first time this happened. If maybe not in our lifetime, but back in Steinbrenner, you know, he was beefing with half his players and managers half the time. So this is kind of an interesting throwback. You don't see this much in this day and age because everybody's so effing rich. No, there's no reason to argue about it. Like, you know, but what's y'all's take on that? Mike Virginia, are you a man of the people, or are you a man of the machine? What say you?
The machine. I thought this was extremely funny, though. This is somebody did this. Whoever Christie is, shout out Christie. I thought this is so funny. The Red Sox say, we're short staff for tonight. Damn, that's crazy. Good luck, though. We could use some extra help. Yeah, I bet. Good luck, man. It's so good.
That's crazy, dog. Yeah. Life be crazy sometimes. Well, I'm out.
Bye-bye.
There's nuance. It's not that simple. I mean, there's lots of things going on, and half the stuff I'm sure we don't even know about.
Yeah, so. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's gonna. I don't think Boston's gonna keep him. It's just one of those things where sometimes people just are difficult. Then Rafi Devers just, I don't think
he let it out
at all. Yeah, he let it out. Yeah. He's just, the man just wants to play third base. That's it, guys. Okay.
I don't know if this is a Latino player thing exactly, Eddie. This has to do with his personality and his individual desire to play the field, which maybe he's gotten a little bit more comfortable just being a hitter now because his third base defense was already slipping as it was. And just playing first base right away is not something you can – I know he's a veteran, But there's still a lot of moves at first, right? I mean, you got to exchange with the pitcher, a double play situations, a lot of stuff like that that makes it a little bit different than third. But he could probably do it.
Incredibly difficult. Shout out Moneyball.
Yeah. Moneyball, that's right.
Ron Washington.
Yeah,
and I think there is a little bit of a cultural thing too, because most like me, for instance, I'm not burdened with pride or dignity, but in some some cultures, there is pride and dignity with doing a job and, you know, that kind of thing. So Rafael Devers may have some of that, but you know, it's just people say, well, you're getting paid to do it, so you do it, and I totally get that too.
Oh, I hear it. We're live. Make sure you follow, like, connect with us. If you don't subscribe to our YouTube for some reason, change that right now. Follow Mike Virginia at underscore Mike VA. Britton Allen, two T's, two L's. And I'm at MJ. Go VA Palazzo Podcast, two L's.
Give me two.
Two Z's. Let's dive right into it. Get it moving here with the business time. Get the music cranked. Feel good. Hopefully, the music will be on, right?
I hear it.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah! Business! Mike, what is going on with Hold or Fold? I saw you had a nice little push on a Hold or Fold poll recently.
I did, yeah. We did Roki Sasaki of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Playing tonight.
Yeah, against the Phillies. If you guys are not familiar with Hold or Fold, something that I do on my Twitter page, make sure you give me a shout. It's kind of what we're talking about today as well, a little bit, kind of.
Definitely.
In terms of, should you cut these guys or should you keep them, aka should I hold them or should I fold them, right? So we did Roki Sasaki, and it was like close to 400 votes, and it was almost split right down the middle, 50-50. So Jason's saying this is Roki's last week to prove himself for me. He's a kind of a tough one, guys, like, because he's a rookie within the MLB, right? I don't know, like, what about him is, oh yeah, Bizza, Mike VA, the available pitching in our Yahoo League is abysmal. Yeah, I hear you, bro. But Roki Sasaki for me is so hard to figure out because he hasn't been as advertised and he's walking a lot of guys. Like, do you guys have any shares of Sasaki?
I actually benched him tonight. The shares I did have, I decided to sit him because it wasn't worth it with my ERA situation and my ratios. I just thought, you know what, it's Arizona and he still hasn't really proven it to me, so I'm fine. But that head-to-head, so if you need volume play and you're looking to, hey, he might strike out more than five guys, which he doesn't usually do so far.
No,
I don't know. His fastball is really hittable too, apparently. I've been reading about how it's just not special beyond the speed, which is a problem.
Yeah. Do you think that people were translating Sasaki to be Yamamoto? And I don't mean that because they're both from across the pond.
No, but that people do that, though. They do that.
Yeah. And I think that's
where he had a ton of hype. He had a ton of hype with that, like, no-hitter at, like, age 19 or some shit. Like, remember that? That was, like, 3 years ago we were hearing about this guy. So the hype machine, the classic fantasy baseball prospect hype machine, was soaring to a crescendo of orgasmic proportions. Right, Britton? Do you have any Sasaki? Yeah.
No, I didn't. His price was way too high, and I didn't know that much about him. And, you know, like, I was more on the Shota bandwagon, Shota Imanaga. From the Cubs, I did draft some Yamamoto because I was hoping for a bounce back, and he's delivered on that.
But no Sasaki.
But no Sasaki for me. He was going way too high, I thought, for a player that you've never seen nor heard of. But you know, the scouts are usually right. They were right on Shota. They were right on Yamamoto. So, you know, I think it's just a wait and see. But obviously, if it's a fantasy a 10-team league, you don't hold them. If it's a 12-team league, probably drop them. Drop them for Colin Ray. What's up, Colin Ray? To start week, Pirates and the Marlins.
I think it's our boy Marty Tallman. I think it's him because it's got the Tigers and it says Marty. I'm pretty sure this is Marty. Hey, Marty. Make sure you follow Marty and the Triple Play. We got their link on our YouTube page, too, so you should subscribe to their YouTube. Says Paul Skeens debuted last year on May 11th. Bubba Chandler might be getting called up soon. Stash if he's available. Yeah, everyone's getting. We'll talk more about that. But yeah, Sasaki, no thanks right now, Mike. That's where I'm at on him.
Everybody's getting a Chubba for the Bubba.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah!
Hey, put that on our Palazzo shirt.
Exactly. I'm getting a Chubba for Bubba.
And he gives up six earned runs in 3 2 innings.
No. Wait, careful.
Dang.
Yeah, so I did the Holder Full segment there. I also am doing my Mike VA notes, even though they have been a little bit delayed. It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy work week. And had some personal issues with my family this week as well. So I apologize that those haven't been very consistent. But you guys will get them tomorrow and Sunday, I promise. And we'll be on Sunday's show for the Waiver Wire show. So make sure you guys check us out. 1 p.m. Eastern this Sunday on Mother's Day.
And you want to watch it too. You want to follow Mike Govier. Also follow Mike Virginia. Follow both the mics because Mike Virginia was getting trolled. And
oh my
you
God.
Know you hit the big time
yeah.
when you get trolled on X.
Can I just talk about that for a quick second? Not to get
What did he say previously that – because I just saw the second one where you said, this is a guy that trolled me before. What was the before thing?
So let me give you a little context. This guy claims to have been a major league scout prior to making it big on Twitter, which he only had like 100 followers or something.
Dubious.
Claims to be an MLB scout and has multiple shares of Jackson Chourio, but it would only DM me when he'd go 0-4 or 0-3. Tell me how bad his approach sucks. Hey, that you need bullshit. To have a, you need to have a better
he's saying Jackson Chourio sucks?
Yes, Jackson Chourio sucks. And he would never get like, hit me up when he would do well. So I said, hey, we're not going to see eye to eye on this. You say he sucks. I say he doesn't. Let's just call it bygones be bygones. Long story short, he kept mentioning me and other things. And finally, I just blocked him. This dude has three other accounts. Three other burner accounts.
How do you find that out? Jackson Chourio. How do you get that info? On somebody.
How did I get that info? Because I took a wild guess. I don't know. I took a wild guess. Like, this is the same dude. That's what I was referencing your part where you were like, you know, he was trolling me on my tweet. And I said, this is the same guy that was trolling me before. And he ended up writing like, F you, blah, blah, blah. You blocked me. I'm like, oh, so I was right. It is you, right? And then there's another one that he was commenting on. Like, this dude has like 4 or 5 Twitter accounts. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, but there you go. That says it all.
Well, if it
you made it, Britain's right.
That's how you made it, man. Hey, yeah, what was that famous quote? If somebody's not something, you're not popping.
If the house is rocking, don't come a knocking.
No, never mind. I'm sorry, I missed that one.
Anyways, Mike, you have made it though, and you've also blown away my Twitter following. You are now the leader in the clubhouse of our show. 5,300. Congratulations, Mike. Well done.
Thank you, everyone.
It's those notes, man. You're killing it.
Yep. Oh, he's been working hard. He's been grinding. Make sure you follow him at _MikeVA.
Thank you guys for the support. I appreciate it. And like I said, make sure you guys check out these guys here to my right and to the bottom of me, as well as the other guys in the Palazzo community, Robbie, Ben, and Sam Worshing, who's over on Blue Sky.
Hey, Twitter doesn't like me. I've been stuck at like 4,800 for 2 years, and that's just the way it is. I'm fine with that. I used to really obsess over it, but I've made peace with it, and I'm just grateful for anybody that cares at all, especially everybody in the live chat. Keep pumping the live chat. We'll get to your questions and your thoughts, I promise. Here are the current leaders of the clubhouse of the Palazzo Podcast Invitational. Andrew Poplin still leading the way. He's got a nice comfy lead over Alex Helkius, who's in second place. Looks like Russell slipped a bit. Sorry, Russ. Down to 11th. Buzzkill, buddy. But you're still a good man. There's Marty. 13th, Marty. Good job. 13th overall. All right. So there you go. You can be a part of that next year. Don't forget.
Real quick, Jackson Chourio is 1-for-1 with a single and a run. So,
yay! You're a genius! 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 Hey, Mike, if Frank trolls, is that okay?
I love Frank, man. Frank, you can troll me all day, man.
Actually, I stole this shirt from Frank.
There you
Frank.
Go. You got total free will on there. Okay, so make sure you go ahead, Brent.
All right, let's mention our Discord, because that's where I spend all my time. On the Palazzo Discord.
Your channel's bumping, dude. Your channel's on fire.
I don't know why. I don't know what happened. It's really weird. I should do that to X, but I don't. I only repost when I'm trying to win a giveaway from like the Mariners or something. You know, they say follow and retweet. I've got like 30 of those and nothing else. It's my fault. But anyway, so go on the Palazzo Discord. I literally go in there every day. I posted a picture of my dog once. It's fascinating. Oh. You don't want to miss it.
I don't want to miss that at all. Where is that?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I meant my elephant.
Oh.
I have a blue elephant. There you go.
There it is. There's Yukon Cornelius, too. So check out his channel. It's called Britain, a.k.a. Yukon Cornelius. Mike's got his own channel, too. I got a channel. Even Bob Dole's got a channel. Russell has a channel. And Crosby, just shout out to Crosby. He lurks. He keeps it quiet, but he posts his own expected stats. If you want to check out his channel, check out Crosby's X-Stats. They're his own custom made, and he's been doing them for years. So he's really kind of – if you're into expected stats, that's like a – gotta have it. Go check out Crosby's channel on our Discord. It's good stuff. Okay. All right. Any other business, gentlemen, I missed? I think that covers it.
No, let's dive in.
Hey, all right. Great gift, Dad. Let's get into leading off. All right, we'll give you
our first catch of the day.
First catch of the day. First, I want to go back here because Eddie kind of tugged at my heartstrings here, got me fired up. He said, yo, Govia, I saw your tattoo on your chest, and I Googled it. That song is freaking awesome. The world is not a cold, dead place. That's right. Earth is not a cold, dead place. That's like my tattoo. It's from a band I love. Yes, I'm a guy who has a band album on his chest. Yep, I'm that guy. Explosions in the Sky, which is a great band. It's if you like post-rock, Explosions in the Sky are like the godfathers of post-rock. No lyrics at all. But if you saw the movie Friday Night Lights, I think there's some other movies they did soundtracks on too. It's just really awesome. If I'm a musician, so I love Explosions in the Sky. So that makes me feel good. Thank you so much for that, Eddie. Also, Anthony shouting out, where's Kent? Which is like a shout out to a troll that was here 4 years ago. Anthony, I hear you loud and clear, my man.
Wait, you had a troll too?
Oh, yeah.
This ain't fair. No, wait a minute.
You had one?
Guy told me to shut up. That's true.
80% less?
80% less.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was very specific about how much less I needed to talk. That was awesome.
We should name your Discord channel
80% less. Yes.
That's good, too.
That's a great, 80% great less. Line. Yeah.
We had a couple questions. I wanted to help the guys out here, too, because you guys are so dedicated. I love our live chatters. It makes our show so much better. Here it was. It was a fab question. God, there's so many. Sorry. Here it is. I lost it. Well, I blew it then. I'm fired. I just canceled the show and ruined everything. But it was a fab question about somebody, and I lost it. So keep your questions coming. We'll answer more of them. Mike, open it up. Get us back on track. First catch of the day.
Catch of the day. You guys probably have heard by now, but Kobe Mayo was demoted back to AAA with the activation of Tyler O'Neill. So if you have Mayo in a redraft, he is a safe drop for me. If you have him in Dynasty, I think you're kind of stuck with him at this point, but I would not blame you if you wanted to dump him or move him. But again, in a Dynasty format, I'm probably still holding, especially if I have NA space to do that. So Britton, thoughts quickly on Kobe Mayo.
Kobe!
Again, a guy that was ranked within the top 20 prospects heading into this year cannot seem to figure it out at the major league level. Is this just a quad A guy that's just never going to make it in the bigs?
I don't think so. I think he's got the talent. He just needs more time. Yeah. And the manager for the Baltimore Orioles also needs to be fired. I think that would be good for Kobe Mayo.
Please
lock it in.
Please, God.
And you want me to change? Fuck you.
That's Brandon Hyde.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like he just needs more time. Like everybody always says, well, you know, Mike Trout went batted 150 for the first 3 months of his career. Not that Kobe's going to be Mike Trout, but these are young rookies sending him up, sending him down. Like, I get it. You got to win now to keep your job, Mr. Hyde. Is hey, when you're winning games, are you Dr. Jekyll?
Hey, old school references. Booyah! By the way, Mike, I do know that Brandon Hyde is the fall guy. Mike Elias is the real culprit here. I do know that.
Yes, 100%.
I saw you should kind of chagrin there. Like, okay, I know.
No, you are. Both of them need to go. Here's the thing with Mike Elias, and I'm not going to go on an Orioles rant. You're right, 100%. Hyde will be the fall guy, but Elias is 100% to blame for this as well because of the terrible trade for the Stowers and Connor Norby. I think both of those guys could be helping us out better than some of our current guys. Didn't address starting pitching in the offseason after Corbin Burnes walked, and we went into the year with fucking Charlie Morton and a 37-year-old pitcher from the Japan League. So, you know, for a team that is supposed to, quote unquote, we're in win now mode with all this youth movement and talent, and we were hanging on to these guys. It's just, it's annoying. So I think both of them need to go. I don't give a shit what he did with the Astros or what he did with us anymore. Get them both out of here. They both need to go.
Locking you in, buddy. I hear you loud and clear. Now here, this is the one that KP, who is a guy that's been, you know, our Twitter DMs are open for the Palazzo Podcast Twitter handle. And KP's been DMing that Twitter handle for years, been one of the few to do it regularly. So I'm so glad to see KP here transitioning from Twitter to the YouTube. KP, great to see you, brother. Jack Leiter dropped to pick up Trent Grisham.
I'd take the upside with Jack Leiter, to be 100% honest. I know he hasn't looked great, but Grisham for me is just one of those hot bats. If you need a hot bat, I guess I don't mind it, but it also depends if this is redraft or dynasty and what your team needs are. If you have a good, if you have great starting pitching and you can afford to make do this, then I'm fine with it. But and just in a nutshell, in a vacuum, I'd probably take the upside of Leiter over a guy like Trent Grisham. But
sorry, Mike. Dude, this is throwing some shade.
I know, really quick. I woke up in the middle of the night and saw this, and I was like, yes, Luis Castillo. Wait a minute.
Oh, shit. Whoops.
It was an epic troll job by Underdog MLB.
Wow, you poor bastard. I'm sorry that you had that moment, but I could understand hoping that would finally happen. Who's in charge? I don't know who's in charge over there. Also, what about this one, Britton? We have a curiosity about a trade between Strider and... Junior Caminero. Junior Caminero for Spencer Strider over from B over on X. Who wins?
Oh, that's a great question. I think they both win. If you need pitching and you've got Caminero, trade him for Strider. If you've got Strider and you need hitting, I love Junior Caminero. He's going to hit a lot of home runs. Kind of having an under-the-radar great season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to get hot in Florida. Tampa Bay is, I think, a great place to hit at that Triple A field. So yeah, I like Caminero a lot. If you want hitting, he's going to hit home runs. If you want pitching, Strider threw a bullpen today with no setbacks. So I think it's a fair deal. What do y'all think?
What do you think, Mike?
I'd probably go. I agree with Britton's take. It's a fair deal for sure. And to the point of really depend if you need hitting and or if you need the pitching and go get Spencer Strider here. But for me, ultimately, in a nutshell, I'd probably still take the upside of Strider. When healthy, he's a top five pitcher in baseball. I will say this, though. I don't think we see that type of level from Strider this year. So I don't mind making this move for Junior Caminero. Like Britton said, as it gets hotter and hotter in Florida, that ball is going to start flying out of there. So give me the pop of Caminero slightly.
No doubt about it. I love it. Also, KP says he's a Yankee fan. So I thought as soon as I pick up Grisham, his hot streak will end. Grisham is... he's a platoon guy. They know that they can play him against righties, which is part of the week. Could be 4 days or 5 days. Could be 6 days sometimes, depending on the week, right? There's no doubt about it that Grisham can hit righties. But in fantasy, if you're in head-to-head, it's not a bad idea. Like, head-to-head, I want to win a week. I get that. But for volume play, it's not as doable, in my opinion. And I know that Uncle Ted always says, Trent Grisham is awesome as F. And I get that. I get that. But I'm still standing behind that stance. And I also would rather have Strider for the pitching upside more than Caminero, but it would also be team context based, Mike and Britton. Like, who's on the team? What do I have? I always like to know more information, so I it forced me to pick a side. I guess I'll pick the Strider
vacuum
side.
Though. I you know.
Yeah, yep. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to get on. I want to go on a rant like Dennis Miller did on his old TV show. Chad's here. What's up, Chad? Old friend of the show, our old man Chad. Make sure you follow Chad on Twitter at CEO Chad TV. In Hyde's defense, no one saw Morton falling off quite this much all at once, and he has revitalized Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn. He also seems to be handling Holiday well too. Okay, fair.
But we're giving Brandon Hyde credit for Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn. Just a question.
Keep Chad, it moving, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Who's next? Keep it moving. Yeah. Anyways, I'm sure you guys probably heard, or maybe you haven't. Well, Cade Horton Hears a Who is adding him. This guy over here, right? Cade Horton. Did you get him too? Yeah.
I only got a one of three opportunities, but I got one.
Okay. So it looks like he's going to start tomorrow versus the Mets, having a phenomenal, phenomenal AAA. I am a sucker for prospects, as you guys know. I love Cade Horton. Next, he's not my favorite pitching prospect, but he's close second behind him there, behind Bubba Chandler. But Britton, any interest in Cade Horton? If he's available in your league, would you be looking to cash that lottery ticket, baby, and add him?
Yeah, he's pretty exciting. He's a big time prospect. He'd be a lot more well known too, but he had, you know, after he got drafted, he had Tommy John surgery. Yeah. But he's back. He's looking good. I love the Cubs, hitters, good offense. Yeah, I definitely spec on Cade. There's got to be a joke in there.
Horton, here's a who.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Dr. Zeus.
Nailed it.
Great job. Hear it, guys. Baseball Reference does this. This is awesome. They put together all the debuts this year. So these are all pitching debuts. And I just thought it'd be interesting to take a quick look. Some of the other guys, like Sasaki, they were going to get full run. So was Sagano of your Orioles, Mike. Chase Dollander's been up for six starts. He's got a 7.7 ERA overall. I know it's Coors, so that's hell on earth. I get that.
Coors.
But Dollander is talented. Otherwise, guys like Gunnar Hoglund debuted last week, promising. Blue Ball got ripped in his debut.
Logan Henderson
was awesome, you're right, in his debut. It's just real hit or miss, and sometimes these guys come up and they go right back down. As you can see, I know Cade Horton's a part of their future. I don't have any doubt about that at all. I just am trying to think more clearly and patiently about going crazy about starting rookie pitchers, because more often than not, they're not ready to go, more so than hitters, I would argue.
Oh, it's super risky. I mean,
yeah, and they're playing the Mets.
You're talking about maybe a 1 in 10 chance he has a Logan Henderson start.
You're right. Okay, so yeah,
I would get him definitely, but wait to let him kind of get acclimated, see what's up. But you don't want to burn your ratios on a rookie pitcher that's never faced major league hitters before. At least I would, if you're in a roto league. If you're in a points league, go for it. It doesn't matter. There's no tomorrow. Your ratios don't matter. Your ratios that don't care.
All that matters is now. Hey,
next week is a new week. So yeah.
That's the best part about
roto. Yeah. So for a season long roto, no, you can't start him in his first start. I wouldn't think.
Diego, Mike, Diego's here. Welcome to the show. Subscribe, like, follow on Twitter everywhere. I added Cade Horton. Should I start him, Mike?
I'm going to take the approach here's the thing. Diego, if you're new to the show, I don't bench starting pitchers in any format. That's just my personal thing, because I don't want to miss out on if he has a great start. I would kick myself in the ass for that. But hear me out on this. To Govier's point, what he's doing with Roki Sasaki today, if you are in a head-to-head categories league or you don't want your ratios blown up, I don't mind taking the route that Britton had just mentioned in terms of sitting him and seeing how it goes first. If we were earlier on in the week, I would say start him. But again, it depends on how much you're up right now in terms of your ratios right now. So I don't mind starting him, but I also wouldn't blame you if you wanted to sit him, because he does have a tough matchup for against the Mets.
Okay. So Chad thinks he's kind of blow-up proof with his profile. So there's people who are getting on the Cade Horton bandwagon. Months behind says tough matchup for Cade. So depends who you ask around here. And Mr. Ted says, Stephen Kolick of the Padres looked great. Yeah, he had a nice start, and he's getting another shot. So
I streamed him last week. I was very happy about that.
Oh, nice job. Yeah. 5 1/3, 4 Ks. Did he get the win?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. Well, Cade Horton, I'm excited, Mike. I am. I think it's an exciting time to be alive, and we live in a world where we can also make fun of ourselves and other people. So how about we get upset? It's time for the Ziggy and AJ Most Annoying Player Award of the Week, because both Ziggy and AJ of The Sopranos and The Wire are annoying.
You know they spray virus on beef rather than clean the rat shit out of the slaughterhouses?
God. Every time I see that clip when he says, the slaughterhouses, I want to punch him in the head. More than Gavin Rudd.
So, for me, I threw it out there on the sheet, our show sheet. Alec Boehm, I start benching him, then he finally hits his first home run of the year in Tampa this week. He's hitting for average decently if you look over his last 21 games. He's hitting pretty well, but it's just driving me nuts. He's frustrating as hell, and he's annoying as shit, and that's my rant, and I'm sticking to it, okay?
But isn't that what we drafted him for, though, too? We knew you were going to get a solid floor in the batting average, and the power wasn't necessarily going to be there in terms of him hitting 25-plus dongs. Unless you had other thoughts on that. Britton, thoughts on Alec Boehm this season?
boom, ba boom, boom, boom. You know, I love my Alec Boehm. He's got the sauce stuff, as Eno Saris would say. It's just a matter of time before it all turns around for Alec Boehm of the Phillies. I'm hanging on to Boehm.
He's a pretty boring player. I would agree with Andy Bell on that. He is boring. He doesn't really do anything elite. Yeah,
exactly. He plays on a fun team, though. He plays on a fun team and a fun lineup. That's his only redeeming quality and hope for me. But otherwise, yeah. Let's cut the Boehm talk. You're right. Anybody else annoying for you guys recently that you want to rant about?
Gunnar Henderson is mine. For arguably within the first 12 picks, he's arguably been the biggest bust of the season thus far. He hasn't really done anything. The power numbers aren't there. He hasn't been producing at a first round value. And the Orioles suck. He can't hit lefties right now. Nobody on the Orioles can hit lefties. I was hoping May would be a good month to turn the calendar over and have them start hitting. And they will figure it out at some point. But
maybe it's that cracked rib injury that he had, right, Mike?
No, you should have said
oblique. No, it's collapsed lung injury. What was it?
Okay. Pentecostal
cracked vertebra.
Oblique
in the lumbar, which is the lower back. For all you non-doctors,
my number one pick in my main event, Gunnar Henderson.
He's been so annoying because you wait in front, like he has a good game where he'll go like 2 for 4 with like a double or triple in the gap, and you think like, hey, the power's gonna come. All they have to do is throw in a lefty, and Danny Coulomb, who used to throw for us, the Twins have him now, shoved it up our asses in relief when they were in a pinch there in one of the late innings. So Gunnar Henderson gets my vote. I have a couple shares of him, and I am a homer a little bit. That's why I selected him. But yeah, he's been really annoying for me. Britton, anybody on your side that you that you're annoyed by?
Mike Taulia. What are you doing to me this year, Mike?
There you go. Yeah.
Not you, Mikes. The Mike in Colorado. Mike Taulia had a great season last year, like 25 home runs off the waiver wire out of nowhere. He had a crappy average, but he stole like 10 bases, you know, with a first base designation.
True.
So looking for a great year this year. He was a first round pick, I believe, has pedigree. And man, he just flat out sucks. He's had one good game where he hit a grand slam. And I actually had the over on that game. Thank you, Mike Taulia. But other than that, it's been a wasteland. Have y'all seen what Mike Taulia's done this year? It's awful, man. And it's not. And he's playing batting fifth like every day. It's
the right guy that is having the Mike Taulia season is Hunter Goodman. Is off to a pretty solid start. There's some crazy stat out there. If I find it, I'll post it to the Palazzo Podcast Twitter page. You know how bad the Rockies are against right-handed pitching? Like, it's historically bad.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help anybody. Yeah.
They're bad at fielding, too.
Yeah.
And pitching. So bad at hitting, bad at fielding, bad at pitching. But I tell you what, that stadium is awesome, and Denver is cool as s. So they got that.
Get on your face and point out your faults.
A lot of faults in Colorado.
Hey, let's do this, Britton. You got your bet book out.
I can. Yeah. What would you like?
Who wins more games at the end of the season, the Chicago White Sox or the Colorado Rockies?
From this day forward, or no, just the rest.
What are their records? We'd have to know because that's an edge right there. One way.
I was going to say. So who wins more games? That's what I want to say.
Today going forward.
Just overall.
White Sox are 10-28. The Rockies are 6-31. So they have a 4-game deficit on the White Sox. The White Sox are ahead by 4.
I'll take Rockies plus 4. I'll take Rockies plus 4.
Okay.
I think the Rockies are worse than the White Sox. I really do. I think the White Sox will win more games. I do.
Okay.
So y'all both got the White Sox?
I got the White Sox as well, yeah.
All right. So
we might be looking at like a historically all-time awful team in Colorado.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all got White Sox minus 4. I've got Rockies plus 4.
Yeah.
I'm a Rockies fan anyway, so.
This is a Rockies podcast.
That's right.
It is. Robbie talks about him all week. Every time Robbie's on his show, it's Rockies, Rockies, Rockies.
Ezekiel Tovar is coming back. It's
Ryan Felder.
Brenton Doyle.
Eric Caro's son is a prospect that plays for the Rockies. Keep an eye on him, Kyle Caro's. Frank says it's only Taulia wasteland. Yeah, it's a Taulia wasteland. We're all wasted on Taulia. It's a trap. It is. Bud Black should thank them if they fire him.
Thank you.
That's funny. I love that star. You're hilarious. I had a quick comment here. Wanted to get it on the record. This is from OOE2K, one of our old pals. Yo, bros, catcher conundrum. Have Mr. Glass, Contreras, Ruiz, Ramirez, and Herrera coming off the IL. So who stays and who goes? This is a 10-team category situation. You have all these catchers?
I was going to say, that's is this a one-catcher league?
Maybe he's got these options. You know, it's on the waiver wire. These guys are on the waiver wire. He can only have one, so... Y'all just pick one. Who do you want out of this? Herrera's DHing tonight, playing fifth.
He's back.
He's back tonight. RBI. He's in the lineup tonight. Ivan Herrera for the Cardinals.
Which Contreras are we talking about? Is this William or Wilson?
Probably William, I bet.
Because he's saying Mr. Glass.
He's got a hurt thumb that he's playing through. Maybe that's why he's Mr. Glass.
I love Ramirez, man. Agustin Ramirez. I love him. I'm going to stick with him. Ruiz is fun, but I do worry about his hard hit rate. And I know we talked about this last week. I don't want to go into it again. But that does bother me a little bit. But Ruiz is producing in a lineup that I like in Washington. Yeah. And Herrera hit three dongs in a game before he got hurt. He's got power in that bat. This is tough.
Who's your vote? Who's your vote, Joe? You go first.
Shit. I think I'll go Herrera. I get, even though Ramirez is my guy.
So who are you going with?
I thought, you got to take Gus Ramirez, right?
I usually do, but this I'm going to go Herrera. That's how much I like Herrera, too. I assume this is Wilson Contreras, not William. That's what I'm assuming. Because William's the number one guy, right?
I still think he is, even with his thumb injury. He does have an RBI single tonight as well. So he's going to be playing through. That finger does scare me a little bit from a power perspective. He has not been hitting the ball out of the ballpark recently. I still think it's Contreras for me. If this is indeed William Contreras, I'd go him.
No home runs since April 13th for Contreras, guys.
He doesn't have an extra base hit from like April 18th, so that's not good.
That means he's so due then, unless you believe he's hurt.
I think, the finger's hurting him.
Yeah, the St. Louis Contreras has had a hit too. I'm with Michael Gubby. I like Ivan Herrera. I'll take Herrera out of these guys.
He was second for me.
Yep. Oh man, Ramirez and Herrera. I don't think you go wrong either way. I really don't. And Ramirez. Yep. He likes Ramirez. The people who know, Mr. Hughes says Mike Virginia can't discuss Jackson Churio objectively.
Blocks this is and troll. Gets offended.
Oh, this is him.
The troll.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Troll, Mr. Hughes on X. Everybody, welcome.
That
the troll,
hilarious.
Mike Virginia's troll, Mr. Hughes. Everybody, round of applause. Yay!
Mr. Hughes, how many Twitter accounts do you have, bro?
Oh, shit. Now he's invaded the show. At least on the show, we can talk freely and openly and directly to him, which is at least a little bit more honest. Eddie says, you have to go Strider over Caminero as well on that previous discussion we had about those two. And Chad's saying that Herrera has stolen base upside, which makes him a unicorn. But that's so true. Does Agustin Ramirez. Agustin Ramirez can steal bags. Check the... You know that, Chad. You know minors as well as anybody. One more from Uwe. We'll move forward. Drop Rasmussen or Kasperius for Liberator? Waka or... Britain's boy, Colin Ray.
I think they moved Kasperis to, I think it's how you say his name. I think they moved him back to the bullpen. I'm probably still holding Rasmussen, but if you want to move on from him, my vote would be for Liberatore.
As much as I love Colin Ray, and he's got a great two-start week coming up next week, but Waka's been really good. I don't know if y'all have noticed this.
I haven't.
I haven't either. But I because he's not on any of my teams. But look, I don't know if you can pull up this page. But Waka's actually been good this year. So he's boring. Nobody wants him. But I think
that's not bad.
Yeah, I think he's been good. So I might go Waka.
He played the White Sox in his most recent start, but I streamed him, Britton, and I ended up dropping him for Kate Horton earlier in the week.
But I'm keeping Ben Kasperius. I love him a lot. I like him a lot. I'm a big age of Kasperius.
This is the dawning. Yes, I love that, Britton. That's a great idea.
He's got four wins, baby.
The age of Kasperius.
I love that. Even if he's a bullpen guy?
Yeah, I mean, so look. You know, I know Kershaw's going to come back eventually, but all these Dodger guys get hurt. Snell, where's he going? I don't know.
Very true.
Yeah, so Kasperius looks great. I watched his start, and yes, it was the Marlins, but he's got great stuff.
He does.
I'm going to stick with him.
Yep. This is the dawning of the age of Ben Kasperius.
And by the way, I just made that up. Legit.
I love it.
I did not steal
that. I'm giving you full writing credits. You were going to be like Elton John and his writing partner, that other guy. You write the songs, and I'll sing them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put that in my Discord and put a little trademarky thing on there. So if I hear Frank Stampfl talking about the age of Kasperius, I'm going to file some lawsuits.
There you go.
I'm coming for you, Frank. Yeah. I love that at the end of 40-Year-Old Virgin. That whole thing is hilarious. It's a great movie. Get all your reds in the line for next week, says Star Platinum. Okay. All right, so let's get into now, Mike. Give me two. This is real simple, right?
Utah, give me two.
Before we do that, sorry, can we get into Return of the Mac? I know we can't do the music, but I do want to talk about some of the...
Oh, we can do the music.
Coming back.
Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac. All right, take it away.
Right. Remember that part where you guys, oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. He's feeling it so much. He invokes the name of the Lord.
I want to stop Uncle Ted in his tracks real quick before you get into it, Mike. He says, Ian Seymour is the race starter to stash. He leads all minors in Ks. We covered Ian Seymour on the Monday show, the Prospects Power Hour, which, Ted, you pop into. And Ben was very clear that Seymour is a good locator, but he gets to the bigs. He's not going to be able to locate as well as he does against minor league pitching. And I trust Ben's judgment on that because I've been looking at Seymour a lot because he's got great numbers. Even had a 2.45 ERA last year across his whole season of the minor league. So he's showing he's doing it the last couple seasons, but I think it's more stats than reality. And I just want to make that clear and get on the record and lock that in, okay? Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Okay. This is Theodore from Cavern and the Chipmunks. You're listening to my favorite fantasy baseball podcast, the Polanco Podcast. Two arrows, two Z's.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Seymour Butts?
I was Seymour say, Butts? Ian
Remember
Seymour.
That hitter named Ian? Was it Ian Desmond?
Yes, played,
speaking Ian of Desmond. Rockies. Yeah, shout That's out, right. Rockies. Let's go. Plus six or whatever it was.
All right, Mike, return of the Mac. Who's back? Right. Who are we excited about?
Somebody put in the show sheet Austin Hayes. I have not heard anything from that. So if somebody did put Austin Hayes.
He's been
Hayes
activated. Yeah.
Yeah, he's back. I absolutely yeah. guarantee Austin Hayes is back because they demoted Blake Dunn, who's a guy I really like. Bye bye.
Yeah. Tyler O'Neill is back. You guys will appreciate this. He had neck inflammation. You know what that was from? That's from quickly doing this.
Drinking beers?
Watching the ball fly out of the ballpark extremely quick after the O's give up so many goddamn home runs. So he's back tonight. He's in the lineup. They optioned Kobe Mayo for him. Ezekiel Tovar resumes activities. He's in AAA this Sunday for a rehab start. Yoan Moncada, my boy who I could never let go, and Yoan I finally Moncada. Said goodbye to him. Yeah, hit a couple home runs.
Hit a home run in his first day back.
Yeah, so he's back
two.
With the Angels. He had two of them. Yep.
Two in 2 days.
Nice. Yep.
Everyone's getting hard. Everyone's getting hard across fantasy baseball. They saw that return. Two home runs in 2 days from Yoan Moncada, the eternal mystery man that everyone still hopes will break out. He is 29 years old.
I love Yoan Moncada, dude. I love him Me so too. Much. I might be back in.
Quick story on Moncada. I play with Robbie in this 30-team MLB salary cap. So it's for real. We got like full-on 200 and whatever, $70 million payroll. We got to pay everybody. I kept Moncada on an $18 million a year contract, even now. Like I never, because you got to take the hit if you dump him, right?
Yeah.
And now he's back and he's producing. That's talking about serious patience on Moncada, but that's kind of says I'm with you, Mike. I really still believe if he's motivated, he can play.
If you're in a 30-team league, patience is not a virtue. It is a demand. You know, you don't have the luxury of
you're
being
right.
patient. You know,
you're goddamn right. That's funny, dude. Good call.
Brandon Woodruff looks like he's going to be back next week. I believe they said his start will be Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. I'm not 100% sure on that, but he is back next week.
Why don't y'all fly down to Nashville? He's doing his rehab start on Sunday, Mother's Day. Say, F you moms. I'm going to drink beer with Britton and Brandon. Check out
Catch Britton. A Sounds game?
Catch a Sounds game in North Nashville, downtown Nashville.
We should actually do that. I'm not kidding.
Flight.
I would love we should probably plan to do that sooner than later. That's a hell of an idea. I'm not even
Absolutely.
Kidding.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
I want to pee in a hog trough though if I'm coming down.
That's the least of your worries if you actually do come down.
And
have
I
you
want
been
to hit
to
the
downtown Nashville so, lately?
Yeah,
no,
it is rough, dude. It Whee! Is a bunch of rocking drunk rednecks. It is wild. You're gonna.
I'm
love
loving it.
It.
I would love it. Ryan Weathers, who I'm very high on, I put him in all caps on the show sheet. He is coming back. He has been confirmed the Wednesday starter. I love Ryan Weathers. I loved him in the preseason. I don't have him right now in my home league. I'm hoping to get him on Monday when waivers go through. I want Ryan. I want all the Ryan Weathers. Team's not great with Miami, but I'm a believer in Ryan Weathers. I looked good in his recent AAA start with Jacksonville. So he's coming back Wednesday. If you guys need a spec add on a starting pitcher, Ryan Weathers is a guy to look at. Jake Cronenworth, the Crone Zone. Returns tonight as well from a rib injury. We already talked about Ivan Herrera. He's back after a bone bruise to his left knee. God. Zach Eflin is back this Sunday from a lat injury. So hopefully some much-needed help there for the O's. Darvish faces live hitters on Tuesday. Josh Lowe could be back next week. Homer did AAA, draw a couple walks. So Josh Lowe looks to be back from that oblique injury. And then Evan Carter back with the big league team, likely going to be a platoon bat. But after they fired their quote-unquote offensive coordinator in Texas, Evan Carter has made his return back from AAA, where he was hitting a cool like 220 in AAA. So,
yeah, is anyone excited about Evan Carter? Like, I just don't see an offensive, unless there's growth there that I'm missing. It seems like a desperate move to you just outright Leody Taveras, who instantly gets picked up by Seattle and hits a homer. It seems like a rash move.
Yeah, I don't really understand this, to be 100% honest, but at the same time, too, like, he had like the prospect pedigree for a while.
He did.
He was a top five prospect, Evan Carter, for the Rangers.
Yeah. It was Carter and Langford together.
And then he was batting second for the World Series run, getting the hit, to, like, helping that team win the World Series that year. So that's where all this comes from. But, you know, but then the next year he couldn't hit lefties, so they sent him down or whatever. And he got injured too, right?
Yeah. 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 He just can't hit lefties, so that's his big
one. He's a World Series winner.
Yeah, he is.
It's true. That is true. Let's see. Outside of that, that's all I had. So now let's get into the give me two.
Utah, give me two.
All right, let me fire it off real quick here. This is real simple. Give me two. One pitcher, one hitter. Real easy. Simple. Wow. We've done this in the past. I wanted to bring it back because it's a great way to do it. Also, you guys are going crazy in the live chat here. Andy Bell says, Matt Vierling should be back soon, but I suspect he may lead off at least sometimes. He has to prove he can throw, too. So it's not just the hitting, apparently. They want to make sure he can throw properly. So it might be a minute. I actually picked him up last week. I thought maybe he'd come back sooner than later, but I might have misjudged that. It could be another, it could be like a week or two minimum for Vierling because he's got to show he can throw still. And that matters in baseball, apparently.
Yeah.
Ask, what's his name? Spencer Steer? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just reading Mike's private comments. You got it, Mike. F your mom, no bueno, Britain. Is that what he said?
You mom, not your mom.
Oh, Michelle, urine-soaked mattress? She would love that.
Urine-soaked mattress? Mom, it's hot tub water. It's not urine.
That's so amazing you remember those stories.
Actually, I stole this shirt from Frank.
Hey, Gover, you happy about Frank picking up Dane Myers? Need a replacement for Jordan Alvarez. I love it. I mean, everyone makes fun of me. Even in the UConn Cornelius chat, someone's jumping in calling him Lame Myers, which is funny. I admit that. But
that's true.
This is a guy who's in the lineup right now, and you ride the hot hand. I'm not saying Dane Myers will last forever, but he is a guy who could hit for average. He doesn't have as much power. I'm talking about scoring runs, hitting for average, and stealing a few bags here and there. I'm not saying he's going to change your life, but a consistent bat in the lineup is not a bad thing. That's all. Right?
There you go. Yeah.
All right. So as far as
Has anybody ever urined in a hot tub before?
Yes.
Show of hands?
Many times.
I've done it. I've done it. I don't know if the fluid turned purple.
So there was urine in that hot tub water? Mom was
It wasn't
right.
just hot tub water. It was piss.
All right, this
it was
Mother's
urine.
Day, Michael Govier, this Mother's Day, you need to go to your mom and say, look, there was urine in that hot tub water.
I'm coming clean,
we need
Mom.
To clear this up, man.
Remember that 15 years ago? I'm coming clean. So for me, my two are real simple. I'm going, it looks like there's a theme here, actually, seeing Mike's guys. I've got two guardians. My hitter is Daniel Schneemann, a guy who has tons of eligibility, lots of infield eligibility, and can hit. He had
that's
a big, like,
tonight.
You like, yeah? Okay, there we go. He had a big game-winning grand slam like a 10 days ago, but then he kept hitting. And just like Gabriel Arias, he's in the lineup and he's producing. Schneemann's had a great OBP plate discipline profile from the minor leagues to now. So he's got a nice floor on him. It's just a matter of opportunity. And as long as Schneemann gets to stay in the lineup, hitting in the two hole, forget Nolan Jones, it's Schneemann season apparently. So I love Daniel Schneemann, and I want to make you guys aware of this. Even in 14-team leagues, 12-teamers, keep an eye on. But for now, this is a name to know. So. The other guy, Slade Ciccone, my pitcher, he's not back yet, but he's rehabbing. He had a decent rehab start the other day. And I think the Guardians are going to give him a shot in the rotation. I think someone's going to go sooner than later. There'll be an injury. I mean, Logan Allen, I think that they would give Slade Ciccone a chance. So I'm telling you guys now, get ahead of it. They traded for him in the offseason from Arizona, Slade Ciccone and Daniel Schneemann. Give me two Guardians.
Utah, give me two.
What up, Slade?
That's such a great name. Speaking, you made me think of another guy, for my hitter. We talked to, I originally had Gleyber Torres in here, which I do want to talk about him for a second, but Dylan Moore of the Seattle Mariners, I think, is a, not to poo-poo on your pick here, Goff, I think he's a better version of Daniel Schneemann. Plays all over the infield. He's been stealing. He's been hitting. I think he's up to like 7 homers and like 6 stolen bases. Wow. Yeah, he's been doing pretty well. And he's back from injury. I think it's his 3rd game back. Dylan Moore looks pretty effing good. So yeah, 6 home runs, 5 stolen bases. So I was off a little bit, but and he plays literally everywhere in the infield and the outfield. So he's got a lot of eligibility. If he's available on your waiver wire and you need some help just to plug around all over the place, Dylan Moore is a guy that I like a lot. But I had 2 Tigers in this list here, Britton. And the first
I was going to do Javier Baez.
Okay. All right. I'm doing Gleyber Torres. Who I was admittedly down on going into the season. But the change of scenery has done him well, Goff, for your Bozo Tigers. So I've been impressed from what I've seen from him hitting out of the 2-hole. He's doing a little bit of everything, but he's had a really hot 2 weeks. Like him a lot. And then secondly is Casey Mize of your Bozo Tigers. Again, has also looked very well. He just keeps racking up wins. I think he got his 5th win against the Rockies. Again, easy to do against in cores even. Yep. I think he had like 7 or 8 Ks or something like that. Went deep into the game too. So Casey Mize, we had a pretty good sample size on him, Britton. What do you think of my 2 Tigers there?
Yeah, I love them both. No team is hotter right now than the Tigers.
Agreed.
No team. They are ripping. They scored 21 runs in Colorado. And it's not just Colorado. They've been scoring runs like crazy. That team has everything going for it. It's a locomotive. It has the best pitching staff with Tarik Skubal. I love Reese Olson. It's all working. Jack Flaherty, Will Vest, hopefully get some saves. Canale's working out. And my player, Javier Baez, is the best hitter in the American League in the past 8 games, is the best hitter and leads AL voting
in the past 8 games.
But
great job.
He is awesome. Look at his like stats. Multiple hits in 4 of his last 4 games. I mean, he's on the hottest streak of hot streaks I've seen in a long time.
It's insane.
He scored at least 1 run in like the past 7 games, hit 3 home runs, stole a base, 15 RBI in the past 8 games. Like he's gone nuts playing center field and everybody, you know, left him for dead and rightfully so. But hey, look, the Tigers are winning, and this is the Javier Baez that they paid for. He's contributing in a very meaningful way, and he's not a bad center fielder. But if you'll remember, he was a elite Golden Glover in the infield for the Cubs for many years. Yeah,
he was.
Good for him, and he's a big reason why the go Tigers get to the chopper.
Go Tigers.
So Javier Baez is getting to the chopper. Screw you, Predator. Coming down to our earth. Get to the chopper.
Look, man, this is such a loaded topic when you bring up Javier Baez in Detroit, man. He's been.
And Trey Sweeney, too. That's the other guy I want to talk about, too. Trey Sweeney. I didn't realize this. He was a first round pick years ago, I think 2021 for the Tigers.
And the Dodgers. They got him from the Dodgers, yeah.
Yeah, so he's talented. And these are their like 2, 8, 9 hitters. It's like Trey Sweeney and Javier Baez. And they've been, you know, it's just like they got Riley Green and Torque and all, you know, all these high end guys. And
2 home runs in the 9th inning, Riley Green.
Even if you're a pitcher, you get down to that 8, 9, you think you got a minute. You're in trouble. So good for the Tigers.
Look, let me clarify some things here as a local Detroiter here. Javier Baez, this is going to go away. Enjoy the ride. Live it up. But I'll be shocked if this thing continues. I don't even know what it is. It's just like, what? Wow, amazing.
Who cares?
Playing crappy. Yeah, it matters if you're going to keep him on your team. That's what I'm saying. So
they had like a 1% chance to make the playoffs at like the All-Star break, went on a crazy run. Like, this is just a continuation of what was going on last year.
No, they're a great team. The Tigers are one of the best teams in baseball, no doubt about that. But for me, the Javi Baez train will end. I just don't believe that it'll continue. Enjoy the hot streak, live it up, take advantage of it. They've played the Angels, the Rockies, some crappy teams they played recently. I'd like to see what he does going into June. And as far as Trey Sweeney, the guy's always been talented. I like his talent, but I've never been able to commit to him in, like, I don't know, even 14 team leagues, because I just don't know if he could consistently produce for me. He can get on a run, and I do believe he's a really solid shortstop in real life. I'm still skeptical, but I would love to see Sweeney take a step forward this year. I really would.
I've been hard pressed to try to get the Reese Olson in my other Otter New League, not Plaza New, but the other one I'm in. I've been trying to get Reese Olson. I'm like begging the guy, you know. Usually I beg Sarah, but no, I'm begging this guy. I was like, what if I give you Jose Ramirez?
All right, Mike. So what do you have to say, and you can move us forward?
I like both of your points. If you're Britton's point, who cares? He's producing right now, which is great. But I do think
Carpe Diem.
I think, yeah, which means eat more beignets, folks.
It's French.
Always.
I do think he'll turn into a pumpkin at some point. He's just a free swinger, hot right now at the moment. But yeah, I would agree with that take with Gove.
Upside down pineapple for old Javier Baez.
Exactly. So.
If you know, you know. If you
exactly know, you know. Right. Exactly right. So yeah, I'm with you guys on that. So.
Who's your pitcher? Did you say your pitcher?
Mike? Yeah, did you say your? Oh, I did. Yeah, mine was Casey Mize.
Oh, right, right. I also think Mize is a sell. I think, even though I believe in so much, you guys hear me on the show all the time talk about Chris Fetter, the pitching coach for the Tigers. I adore him. I live to serve Chris Fetter. But I want to see Mize bump up that strikeout rate. Otherwise, I feel like eventually this might go sideways in a month or so. Just saying. Because we're talking about guys, you know, that, you know, time to sell. Sell the farm, you know?
All right. This is fascinating. It is. But the fact remains is that you don't have the money to bring the mortgage up to date.
He didn't have the money.
So you're still going to have to sell.
Yeah. See?
Sell the farm.
I'm sorry, Ray. We got no choice.
Got no choice. Yeah, sometimes you got to do that.
So he sounds real sorry.
No, he sounds, all right.
He's a total dude. Timothy Busby, 30-something.
That's right.
All right, so real quickly, is there anybody else that you feel like it's time to sell on? Because for me, I think I already made my point clear. Baez was going to be like the guy I wanted to say, I love it, but I'm selling Baez. I'm moving forward. So we have differing opinions. That's good, because we don't always see things the same way. We should disagree on some things.
I don't disagree. I'm just talking a bunch of S for entertainment purposes to entertain our listeners. There's no way Javier Baez is going to be anything in a week. There's no way. We all know that.
I love you, Britton. I love you. I'm locking you in. That's great. Mike, somebody want to sell off?
I want to hear y'all's thoughts on this, and I put it in into our Discord. If you guys aren't doing so and you're just now joining the show, make sure you guys check out our Discord. It's free. You get Britton, Govier, you get all a bunch of great minds in there that can help you out. I made a trade in one of my leagues. I traded Mr. Ellie De La Cruz for Juan Soto.
And
the reason why I did that is because I took a look at both of their player profiles, and my concerns with Ellie heading into the season are now starting to surface. I love his speed. I think he's an elite talent once he gets on base, but he's striking out pretty good at a good clip, like I had feared. And I don't know. Soto has had a lot of bad luck. Ellie's got a whiff percentage of 30.8, and his K percentage is at 28%. So Soto's is just a bleeding red. And then the minute I traded for him, the very next game he goes for two home runs. Yeah, business saying Ellie hasn't been good. I do think he'll turn it around to some point, to some extent. We'll start seeing the Ellie that we saw last year. But I thought Soto was a good buy for that price. I wanted to hear your all's thoughts. Rest of season, who you got here, Britton? Soto or Ellie De La Cruz?
I'm all about Ellie De La Cruz. I think he's super talented. His stolen base alone can help you win a league, win you points. Soto doesn't steal that many bases.
Yep.
And that's not what he's there to do. He's there to bat players in and get hits and take walks and keep you know, get on base. And that's what he does, and that's great. So if you're in an OBP league, then Soto's the way to go. But
this is an OBP.
But if you're in a There you go. But if you're in like a straight roto and it's, you know, just average, like Soto's averaging great. And he had a couple home runs the other night, but it's still been pretty quiet. But that's a good buy. But, you know, on the flip side of that coin is like, that's a great time to buy. Like now he's like somebody else banked the mediocre and now he's going to rise up to the occasion. But I'm just an Ellie guy. I love the speed. I love the power. I love the Cincinnati Reds. You know, Mets isn't a bad place to hit, but it's not great. But Cincinnati is a great place to hit. And I love the Cincinnati coach, Tito. I think it was Spencer Steer. It was somebody in a slump. And they interviewed him on MLB Central, and they asked him, I think it was Spencer Steer. I can't remember. Anyway, so they asked him, you've been hot lately. How'd you break out? And he goes, Tito came up to me and said, so you've had a bad couple weeks? I had a bad 6 years as a player. Like, don't worry about it, you know? And he's just like the kind of coach that those players love. So I'm a Ellie De La Cruz guy. And that was a tangent that had nothing to do with your question. But yes, Ellie De La Cruz is who I like. What about you, Govier? What do you think?
Look, he said it's an OBP league, so for OBP,
yeah, that
I like Soto. That tips it there, but you have to tell me, Mike, are you going to be good in steals? Like, is Ellie?
Yeah, that's a good point. I love that you guys brought that up. That was my hang up, right? Is I'm dealing with the guy who's probably going to lead the league in stolen bases. I do have Bryce Terang as my second baseman to give me some speed there. I'm trying to remember who else. Francisco Lindor is also on this team as well. So
That's awesome.
Yeah. So other than that, I think that's really all the speed that I got. Pico Armstrong is on this team.
You're just bragging, man. Good. You're like, I got Juan Soto. Yeah. Like, are we playing Family Feud and you're naming the top five WRC players?
No. But other than that, I don't have a whole lot of speed other than just those guys. But I felt like I had enough where I could deal him and get an OBP, elite OBP guy in Juan Soto.
I liked it. Uwe got breaking news. Uwe 2K. Baez is a new man. He's found religion and lives on the east side. Changed his whole life and outlook. He'll be solid all season. Wow. That's good enough for me. Let's lock it in. Give me all the Baez in the world. Next.
The east side of Detroit?
That's funny about that. When I was in my drug heydays, my active opioid addiction days, you know where I went?
East side.
East side of Detroit. That's right.
You went to a pain management doctor whose office is in a mall, strip mall?
That's how it started. A very quaint, friendly pain management doctor got me hooked.
You said and then you after had they back cut pain me off. You said you had back pain. Then they cut
me off and I hit the streets.
Bottle of Percocet? Yeah.
That's right. That's how it started. Then they made me hit the streets when they cut me off, and that's when I hit the east side of Detroit. Anyways, I hope that's true. It's just such a rare thing to see. Baez has had seasons where he hit 29 homers. Hit 260, stole 20 bags. There was multiple seasons of those. They're just so long ago. So it's, I understand that, but I still have to be proven that he can do this more consistently. And I don't think that's unreasonable. We've covered that. Scooble 10Ks in 6 innings. Thanks, buddy. Star, I love seeing that. Also, no, I don't know if that's true, but I do know Detroit. Thank you, Uwe2K. I appreciate the honesty.
Well, y'all are lucky in Detroit. Not only is your football team awesome,
yes,
got the right coach, got the right quarterback. You know, they threw him away from Los Angeles, and
they did.
All snatched him up and turned him into a top five quarterback. So Detroit's really coming around. What's the secret? What about
Pistons,
the
too? Yeah,
yeah,
it's a fun that's time. Right. The Red Wings the only team that sucks. Team? Yeah, the Red Wings are the only one that suck, but they'll come around because Steve Yzerman's running the show. So it's a bright future in Detroit. It's a great day. We got the Rangers in town this weekend. Comerica Park is going to be buzzing. Tigers are awesome. I love it. I got no complaints. I also wanted to say, I think that's a great trade, Mike. I do. I think knowing that the stolen bases could be filled in, I don't think it's a bad idea. But I, with Britain, I do like Ellie, and I'm not saying that I would do that trade in every league.
Yeah. Real quick, and thanks for the input, guys. I appreciate that. I still did the trade, so screw you guys. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's like, do you want a great player or do you want a great player?
Wow, dude.
Guess the great player? I don't know.
Right. Real quick, a friend of the show, Mr. Gavin Williams, dueling with Aaron Nola, has got 6 Ks through 3 innings. Mr. Gavin Williams. So I want to bring him up as this segment, as you guys see up here, right? Add, trade, or drop. We're starting to see the K's uptick here for Gavin Williams. Let's just say he has another 9 or 10K performance, Gove. I'll start with you. Are you looking to trade Gavin Williams? Are you looking to hold him? If he's available on your waiver wire, which he is in some leagues, would you be looking to add him? What's your take on Gavin Williams rest of season?
Love it. Love it. Love it. I've been starting him recently. I'm not afraid. He got off to a rough start, but as long as he's healthy and I haven't seen any signs to indicate that things are going to get rough for him, I would like to check in on his velocity. I need to check on how hard he's been throwing recently and how high he's been getting up to, because that could be a concern. But otherwise, the talent's there. He's built like a natural pitcher. 6'6", 250. Awesome bod. Sexy bod for Gavin Williams.
Awesome bod.
And he's on a team that got off to a pitching start-wise rough start, but Cleveland's one of the best teams in the AL. They are. So okay. Gavin Williams needs to be a part of that to make them be a special team this year. So I'm all the way in. I never bailed on my Gavin Williams shares, for the record, and the places I do have him, I fell on.
Britton, what say you? Is this a good time to maybe sell high on Gavin? Whoa, there we go. Never there mind. We got our answer.
Hush so your poopy mouth. We are not trading our love child, Gavin Williams. What is wrong with you, Anakin Skywalker? No, we're keeping Gavin. He's awesome. He was hurt last year. He's just now coming out of it. The Cleveland Indians The Cleveland Guardians are in the hunt. They're playing well. Now, let's see. Gavin does like to do the good start, bad start thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually he'll get over that. So, yeah, no, hang on to Gavin Williams. He's talented. In all seriousness, he's talented. He reminds me a lot of Reese Olson. Like, these are the next wave of players. And, like, you know, luck plays into it. A lot of other things play into it. But these are the guys that you want to keep around in your keeper dynasty league and see where it goes. Like, give him another season. Give the love child another season. Like, you know, he's got the stuff. The problem is, like, he's got the stuff, just not the control. But he's young. That can be learned. Stuff can't be learned. You either have it or you don't.
He's throwing hard.
Yeah, Gavin's got stuff. So he just needs to learn how to control it. So hopefully that'll happen.
Yeah, Britton, it sounds like, too, like before he got hurt, Noelvi Marte was playing well. Gavin Williams is playing well. We were just like a year too early on these guys, I feel like, when we were talking about him on the Sunday show last year.
Well, a lot of people may not remember this, but when Noelvi Marte got back like last year off his suspension and hit like two home runs the first game, what's the opposite of being a troll? Because that's what Mike Govier was doing on X. Like taking the victory laps around 30 billion Twitter. It was Twitter back then. 30 billion Twitter users. Like, told you. Why am I doing a Yoda voice? I know not. But
We got Yoda.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Noelvi Marte. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Hear me out on this too. And again, I want to hear your all's take because I'm interested on how you approach things within your own fantasy leagues. Gritton, I know you played in a lot of draft and hold stuff, but let's just say Gavin Williams goes out and has another great performance, because we've seen the up and down for him. Would you at least go fishing and see what you can get for him in return for maybe somebody who wants to buy the Gavin Williams Kool-Aid? Would you at least see what you can get for him? How do you approach that?
Me personally, no. I'm hanging on for better, for worse. Hell or High Water, underrated movie, by the way, if y'all haven't seen Hell or High Water. Take a look at about two brothers that rob banks. Don't want to get into it.
Awesome.
That's a great movie. But no, I'm hanging on to Gavin Williams for this year. I'm going to see how it goes. I'm not trading him. You know, one good start, one bad start. I just believe in his talent, and I'm at the point in life where if I believe it, I'm just going to keep believing it no matter what. Cause it's too late to change.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah, hit that button. I'm not changing.
You want me to change?
You want me to change? Fuck you.
There you go.
Or you said Yoda. So.
You.
Change.
Or do not.
I not. Oh,
there is no try.
That's right.
Only you're going to either try. Right. Only Sith stealing absolutes. Eddie knows what you're talking about. Chris Pine and Ben Foster in Hell or High Water. Yep. Hell yeah, dude.
That's right. That's a good movie.
Before we move on, Mike, I want to go back and give Eddie some love here. He said, you're very lucky, Govier. I've lost 3 family members to the opioid crisis. It's very sad. I'm happy for you that you survived it. First off, I'm locking that in. And yes, I only talk about it because I think it's important that other people maybe won't die if I talk about it. Open and honest about these things. Discuss them in the public square so that people don't die alone and isolated. I'm so sorry, Eddie. That's awful shit. I know a lot about that stuff. I'm grateful to be alive, and I want you to know that, Eddie. My sympathy, my empathy is with you, but man, I'm so grateful to be alive too, so thank you. Mwah. And we're here for you, brother. So, serious shit. Now let's get back to the goofy shit. Mike, I just forced you to try to move the show forward as I grind it into a halt.
Do you want to do a...
Jackson Cheerio.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still watching. He's lurking somewhere.
Hey, we appreciate the watch. We appreciate the views. We appreciate the clicks.
Shout out to the lurkers, man. They don't say anything, but the lurkers, you lurkers are out there. Shout out, lurkers.
Yeah. If anything, he's given us good time as well. So thank you, wherever you may be. The one thing I wanted to bring up really quick with some of these players I want to talk about with Two Little Mice player battles. You guys want to do a quick one of that?
Ooh, you don't ever have to twist my arm when it comes to Two Little Mice, my friend. That sounds like a great idea. I saw that you put two in there as well. So let's fire up Two Little Mice. Remember, it doesn't have to be a preseason thing. Right now, we are making decisions on player battles.
Two little mice fell in a bucket of cream.
Hit me, brother.
Rest of season, you like Gleyber Torres or Bryce Terang? And noting that there are two different player profiles, and obviously team need and context is important. But overall, just in a vacuum, who would you rather have? Britton, I'll start with you. Gleyber Torres, Bryce Terang.
That's a great question, but I'm going to go Gleyber Torres. And I've never drafted Gleyber Torres. I've never believed he had one good run with the Yankees. But batting second, for the Tigers, get to the chopper. I like that. And so he's in the right. He's in the right team. He's in the right spot. He's talented. I'm going to go Gleyber Torres, but I also do like Terang, and I know I'm kind of waffling here because of the stolen bases. But he's made like real plate discipline progress for Bryce Terang. So I like him too. It's a toss up, but I'm going to go Tigers because. Because Gleyber doesn't have to play in front of, you know, the worst player ever, Jackson Cheerio. So thank God for that.
Wow, I'm waiting. Dude.
I've been watching. If you guys see me lurking, it's because I'm waiting for the Brewers to come back up. Because I think Cheerio's
I'm going to beat that dead. I'm sorry. I'm done beating that dead horse, Mike V. I promise.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Real quick, Gov, I want to get your thoughts on it, too. I made a tweet about it, too. I love the trolls too. That's how you know you've made it, I guess. But at the same time, too, I'm really pissed that I even gave him the time of day on my page. But neither here nor there.
I learned.
Yeah. So it's just I'm human, just like everybody else. And I shouldn't have given him the time of day, but I did. Anyways, Gove, back to you here. Gleyber or Terang, who you got? And try not to be biased because Bozo Tigers own Nick Gleyber Torres.
He has like anti-bias. He's like a Mets fan. Like he you know.
Go Tigers. I love the Tigers, but I don't have any Gleyber Torres. I don't have any shares of either of these players, actually. Across all 17 leagues I'm in, I don't have a single one of Terang or Gleyber. And so maybe I should be trading for one of these guys. I think rest of season, the way it's shaping up on a one-year deal, if Glaber's motivated, this looks like a great move. I liked him coming into the year. I just was hesitant because I didn't know if he would be motivated or not. And that's something you can't really quantify with Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
So I trust his profile more than Terang's. If I needed steals, I would focus on Terang here. But the overall player profile on a team where you can score runs, hit at the top of a lineup, give me Gleyber.
The reason why I put it in here is it's so tough for me. Obviously, like I said, they're completely two different players. Gleyber, I think, is going to be there from a power perspective and also chipping for steals. I think Terang, obviously, is going to give you a little bit more runs, give you a little bit more steals, maybe the higher batting average, probably just a lot less power with Terang. We didn't see much from him last year. And in terms of that, he has increased his bat speed, which has helped him some, which is great.
Kind of a poor man's Pete Crow.
Yeah, that's a great comp. That's a great comp.
Infield Pete Crow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you guys and go Gleyber just from the overall. I think I get a little bit of everything with him as opposed to just more of the one or two trick pony there. But if he can keep the batting average up, I think Britton's spot on with that comp. You're going to get a solid average, great runs, and good stolen bases. The thing with Pete Crow Armstrong, though, Britton, is he's hitting some mammos too, hitting out of the seven hole. We could be looking at an easy 2020 from him this year, potentially.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. That's not yeah,
so.
More like, you know, 30-50.
Ooh,
that's not a hyperbole whatsoever.
Yeah. Glaber has a career 114 WRC plus. Remember, 100 is average. And he's at 131 right now, so it's not that far off. What he's doing, he's done before in the past. So,
hey, yeah. I saw a comment earlier about wanting to be my bookie.
Yeah,
is a great job, by the way. Because let me tell you what happened when we first started this show. This is a true story. I'm on my DraftKings cell phone. And I was kind of late getting back to the house from work. But anyways, so I got everything set up, but I didn't make my bets. And there were three bets I wanted to make today. I wanted to bet on the Cardinals because Ivan Herrera and Nolan Arenado are back. And Eric Fetty is pitching for the Cardinals against his old team, the Washington Nationals. So I wanted the Cardinals. And then I wanted the Arizona Diamondbacks because Roki Suzuki is starting for the Dodgers. And this is the goofiest goofball S ever, but the Arizona Diamondbacks are unveiling their City Connect stuff tonight, and it looks so good. I absolutely love it.
The Diamondbacks?
So I want to bet Arizona, and also Kettle Marte hit a home run. You know, he's back from injury. So yesterday he hit a home run, and they interviewed him today, and he was like, oh, that really – takes all the pressure off me. I'm feeling great. I can't wait to get back out there. So,
did you make these bets?
I didn't.
Because the Cardinals are up 6-0.
No. I did get that in, but I did a parlay. It was a plus 500 parlay where I got the Cardinals, the Mets, the Kettle Marte to get a hit. And then by accident, so the Diamondbacks are actually favored in the game. Yeah. They're at home against the Dodgers. I want to do a run line alternative. Instead of taking Arizona minus one, I accidentally hit Dodgers minus one, and I put that in. So if for some reason, and I looked at it and I was like, if for some reason the Dodgers win by two tonight, which I went against my whole philosophy on this parlay. But other than that, yeah, so being my bookie is great because not only is gambling hard, but when you don't really even know what button to press, that doesn't help
you. You need a bookie. It would really help. Now yeah. I see it. Now the story is complete. I love it. Britton Allen, follow him on Twitter, @2T2L. Utah. Plus podcast, 2L2Z's. Follow Mike, follow me. Slayer, look at this. We have a special moment here. The PR person for Slayer is
great
here.
Great by the way.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Wow, Slayer. What? Make sure you subscribe and like Slayer Live PR. Thoughts on starting Crochet and Reagan's tomorrow? Now, I don't want to be disrespectful to you, Slayer, because I know you Slayer dudes are tough. But, I mean, yeah.
Like a Dragon Slayer.
Do you have them both? Is that why? Because they are pitching against each other tomorrow, right?
That is correct.
So maybe that's why he's concerned. This is an extra interesting thing. It's actually a great time to bring up something I want to focus on real quick.
Palazzo Podcast presents Professional Development. This week,
so this kind of mixes into this, but I made that video, so at least I wanted to play it once. I would start Reagan's and Crochet tomorrow, even if they're facing each other on your squad, because they're both outstanding starting pitchers that, though the matchup might freak you out, I don't know if you're a little concerned about Kansas City or Boston one way or the other.
You get 20. You could get 20 Ks out of those guys.
You got to
start him. And look, getting wins is fluky as S anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, so you can't even.
He does
worry
have
about
them both.
That.
He does. Yeah, he does have them both.
Yeah, I totally get it. You don't want to start pitchers against each other, but in this case, you do because they're so elite. They're literally both top five aces in the
lefties
league.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
So don't worry about it, man. Start both those pitchers and watch your K's rack up because that's what they do.
Locking Britton in on that. I don't disagree. I also brought this subject up, Mike, because I benched Jackson Jobe at Coors on Wednesday. So that's why I was thinking, like, you know, I like Jackson and he lost his two step because they had a rain out, but I didn't trust it. And it just made me think, hey, well, I don't know what you guys think about, you know, benching some guys that you draft and you would usually start every time out, but you see a bad matchup, you know, sit them.
It's, yeah, it's I mean, like I said, there's
football.
Yeah, there's always exceptions to the rule, right? Like I'm not sitting here saying I like I said, I normally do that towards the end of the week. I normally would start him. So like I'm not hedging anything. If I were to go back and before I don't have any Jackson Jobb shares, but if I did, I would have started him. That's just me personally, what I would do. Doesn't always turn out to be right. And I fully admit that. There was a time where a lot of people were very concerned about Kevin Gausman going up against the Red Sox earlier this year, and because he had two bad starts and he went out and shoved and had 10 Ks and went eight innings with like one hit ball. That's a prime example of why I don't do that. Right. So,
right.
But again, somebody like Jackson Jobb, who hasn't really proven it yet, I would have probably done the same thing, especially if I'm trying to protect my ratios, like in a head-to-head Cats League or something like that. But I actually wanted to talk about this really quick because he brought it up. For AJ Smith Shaver, for those of you guys who don't know who AJSS is, he gets the Pirates tomorrow, which, shocker alert, Bailey Falter is zero earned runs against the Atlanta Braves at home.
Wow, dude!
So the firing of Derek Shelton seems to have lit a fire under the Pirates' ass. Cough, cough, wink, wink. So I actually like that. I streamed Bryce Elder today against the Pirates, and he's actually pitching well despite giving up two runs.
Oh, my God. You're a madman, dude.
Yeah. I'd stream anybody against the Pirates and the White Sox.
Right. Well, they're terrible. You're right. So.
Speaking of Derek Shelton, can I bring this up to you guys? I don't know if you saw this tweet for quote from Paul Skeens when the firing of Derek Shelton. Quote, I wasn't shocked. We're 12-25. Someone's got to be held accountable. What?
Too soon?
Not too soon. Great calls. I love when players are honest about shit for once. I love that. Yeah, I'll never get sick of that.
I'm not thrilled about that. Like Derek Shelton is considered one of like the good guys.
Oh, you feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, but okay. I mean,
he was a fall guy, Britton. He totally got screwed, dude. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
what's his face? The owner's a piece of shit. Nutter or Hunt Buddy, what that Bill Nutter, what's that guy's name?
Who cares?
He's an asshole. Neil Douchebag. So,
yeah. Another guy I want to quick go ahead.
But what about this? What about that point, though? So, AJ Smith Schaller has an awesome start on Monday against Cincinnati. He goes eight innings, lost a no hitter. They let him go eight innings. He had an elbow designation the day before. Five walks, yes.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Jobb or AJSS, guys? Is it close for you guys?
Oh man, that's tough.
Especially with Smith Shaver coming off that no hitter. Now he had some walks. I think he had like five walks. So it was, you know, luck had a lot to do with it.
He did.
But he looked good, and he's got a lot of prospect pedigree. But of course, so does Jobb. But I traded for a Jackson Jobb in an auto new league. I traded Tyler O'Neill, the outfielder for Mike's O's. But it's a keeper league too. So,
okay.
So I bought low on Jobb because he got lit up at Colorado, and that team's rebuilding. So
I think that's a good move. That's a good trade to get him after a bad start. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
So. Another professional development thing here. So this is what I was talking about with buying or selling. Right? Is you can buy guys at their lowest point, and sell guys at their highest point if you don't want to. Keep them on your team. That's why I always say, if you're trying to drop somebody because they're having, you know, a bad season, like, you know, I don't know, whoever is having a bad season within the top, like Gunnar Henderson, for instance, is a prime example. Wait till he has a couple good games, and if you're out on him, then sell him. Sell him at a game where he goes 5-for-5 and see what,
what happens after that.
Yeah,
trade for him right now. He will get going. He's Gunnar Henderson. That's what it is. But I know you agree with me on that as well.
Yes.
We have to give a shout out to Eddie, our guy.
That it is, you know, Edward.
We love Edward.
That it is.
That it is indeed.
It finally happened. It's Mike. Tim Elko is getting the call. This White Sox phenom, who's not exactly like 20 years old, but Eddie's been talking about Elko for like the last 3 weeks in our live chat, and he's finally getting a call from the White Sox to come up to the bigs. As Chad says, stop the presses. The White Sox are calling for the best prospect you've never heard of, first baseman Tim Elko, who's got great stats in AAA. He's been crushing it. I will tell everybody, just for the record, Charlotte, the AAA franchise for the White Sox, one of the, if not the most homer-happy park in the International League. I just want to make people aware of that. That's all. But Tim Elko, did anyone at Britton, Mike, were you guys thinking, I like Tim Elko and I'm going to.
I don't like anybody that plays for the White Sox. It's just, sorry.
I actually nominated him in an auto new league, Elko, a couple weeks ago, and I got outbid. So
shit.
There's an Elko love out there. So
wait, Eddie's turning on Elko, his boy? He could be another Matt Mervis? Eddie?
Yeah, he could.
Eddie, I got to give you credit because this is important. When you have an opinion and then you see something like stats or output that changes your mind, it's good to be able to shift. So I give you credit, Eddie, because you were the Elko whisperer on this show lately, and now you're saying you're worried about his strikeouts.
Who gets a home run first, Elko or Nick Kurtz that everybody spent $29,000 for in the Fab League?
Nick Kurtz.
Not rubbing
Nick Kurtz might get sent down. I mean, first home run in the majors.
Yeah, yeah. This thing. I still go Kurtz. I'll take that.
This
one.
Was a was like a live Kurtz chat comment from Uwe like 25 minutes ago. We worried about Kurtz, or I'm not worried about Butler at all. Lawrence Butler, I'm not worried about. Anybody worried about Lawrence Butler?
No, I'm sir. Not.
No.
So we would all trade for Lawrence Butler then, right? Trade target.
He's a good
then?
Buy low. He's a good buy low.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Kurtz though is going
to get hot in Sacramento. Talk to my boy, our friend of the show, Bubba, KC Bubba.
Bubba!
It was 93 degrees in South California.
You always got the weather updates for Bubba on Sacramento. I love it. I love it. You're our you're our Bubba whisperer.
He's my insider to the A's.
A's insider, Bubba, KC.
Looking it up here with Nick Kurtz, if you guys see, I got his Statcast page up. The reason why it's kind of grayed out because it's having enough at-bats to qualify, but this is just what we've seen so far from him. He's striking out at a 38.8% clip and a whiff percentage at 40.5%. So these things matter. I know some people in the chat are saying he's got a couple hits, which is great. Obviously, we've seen the blast speed and the average X velocity are very good with him. Still just 22 years old. This is what we always talk about with prospects, right? Like, you know, they come up and struggle. It's a huge jump. It's not the next step from AAA to major leagues. It's a gigantic step up to the big leagues.
Yeah.
And you see this all the time. Very rarely do you see guys like Soto or Rafi Devers, these phenoms, that Alex Rodriguez, that come up at 18, 19 years old and see it, but they do happen. This is probably more of the norm with Nick Kurtz. So I am worried to a certain extent. I do agree with Britain that I do think he'll get sent back down here if he doesn't start turning it around.
Oh, I was kidding. I'm not whatsoever.
If you're striking out at a 38% clip, that's not good.
No, yeah. It's not.
And
good.
They're a decent team. Their teams, yes. Are they still around 500?
They're in the hunt. Definitely. They're in their division hunt. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's. I think Kurtz could get sent down too. I don't think anybody's. And we've seen guys go down and come back up. Some of the best players in baseball once upon a time didn't work out right away, then they come back. So it is doable. It is doable. Yeah. We got to wrap this up here. I got to get going. I don't know if you guys want to stay on.
Yeah, I got to run. I got to run, you guys.
Okay, so we'll wrap the show up here. Boy, we tried to cover as much ground as we could. A lot of like, would we add or trade or drop certain guys? So hopefully we did that. There was more we had on here that we'll try to cover again next time. But in the meantime, what's next? Sunday,
1 p.m. Eastern, the Fabulous Waiver Wire Show.
I'm sorry, guys. Sunday is Mother's Day. I am traveling to my mom in West Tennessee. I will be on the road. I will not be here. You're a good boy.
You're a good boy. My mother is still in Mexico partying, so I don't have to worry about that. So me and you, Mike, we're on the air.
Let's do it, brother.
Two Mike Sunday Live, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, the Fabulous Waiver Wire live chat show. Make sure you're back for that. Thanks for all the live chat efforts. You guys crushed it. Remember, opioid crisis still exists, so support and love people who've been through addiction. Don't treat them coldly. Give them love, and I just want to make sure we get that message out. Thanks, everybody. Let's turn it over to the man himself, Captain Jack, Britain's favorite movie character and book character, maybe.
Wonderful series of books. You got to read it. Patrick O'Brien, Master and Commander.
There it is.
Love it.
See, you know. Thanks, everybody.
See you guys.
All right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home.
This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun. Quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.